I'm Taryn.
And I'm Ashley.
And we're the hosts of Unsolicited Advice with Ashley and Taryn, the podcast where you send us your burning questions about life, love, family.
Whether those stories are happy, sad, scary, or mysterious, we read them on air and give you our raw, unfiltered, and mostly unprofessional advice.
So go subscribe to Unsolicited Advice with Ashley and Taryn on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dead End Sports 365, the place where sports opinions collide. I am Kenneth B. Inge. This recording is taking place at Dead End Studios here in Atlanta, Georgia. Before I get into the topic of this video, I just want to let you guys know, if you don't know about now, there will not be a live show tonight. Some things came up and we were unable to put on a show for you guys tonight, but we will be back Tuesday with a recap of the NFL playoff plus other basketball related news. And speaking of, let's get into the Atlanta Hawks traded Cam Reddish. I don't know what was going on. When I saw this trade coming through, I was like, for Kevin Knox? Kevin Knox the second. So here are the details, y'all. The Knicks sent forward Kevin Knox the second and a 2022 first round draft pick via the Charlotte Hornets to the Hawks for Reddish, Solomon Hill, and a 2025 second round pick that's coming from Brooklyn. I would like to think that this trade is more for that pick and not Kevin Knox the second, because it's more like Kevin Knox to me, because he has not panned out in New York. So the Hawks want him. And if it's not necessarily for him, because I kind of believe that they were like, look, we'll give you this first round pick, but man, you got to take this guy off our hands. That's kind of what I think. I don't know. I haven't looked into it all that much. But why would they take him? Like, Cam Reddish has proven that he can play. Kevin Knott hasn't proven that he can play at the level that Cam Reddish can play at. Those spurts that we've seen from him, that we saw it in the playoffs, and we saw it this year. I think he had like 230-point games this year. I'm hearing that he would often break the offense, and that he was looking for his shot and not really playing a lot of good team ball. But that could be for the whole goddamn Atlanta Hawks, not just Cam Reddish. But I don't know, man. I think this trade was crazy. I don't think they needed to do this trade. I think, if anything, they should have got rid of Kevin Huerter instead of Kevin Knox, because, you know, as FIFA has stated on this show multiple times, at some point you got to figure out who you're going to keep. Kevin Huerter, Hunter, or Cam Reddish. Somebody got to go. So we knew somebody was going to eventually be traded. I didn't think after some of his breakout games that he's had this year, I did not think it would be Cam Reddish. So I was a little bit surprised by that. And here we are. So I don't know what the Hawks are doing. Like, they got to get it together. They're making it seem like last year was a fluke, and it's not looking good. We got John Collins, and I'll get into John Collins on Tuesday. I got some opinions about him, but he's coming out. He's talking about he's not happy. Shit, we ain't happy with you, bro. How about that? How about we ain't happy with what you doing right now after you done got paid? But yeah, I'll save the rest of that for Tuesday. But yeah, man, I don't know, man. I don't like the trade. The front office has done a really good job of picking players and drafting players. And this is one of those moments where I question them, because when we think about the draft, where the Hawks selected Trae Young and got this pick from the Mavericks, the whole point of it all was to do what they did, and they did it. And now they got rid of him. So now what? At least Trae Young can play and Cam Reddish showed he can play, but nevertheless, Cam Reddish is now gone. So I blame the front office, the coaches, for not figuring out a way to get this guy on the field. But that's what I got. That's how I feel about it. I don't know what we've discussed it on our sports thread, but you'll hear about that Tuesday. So make sure you guys tune in 9:30 p.m. next Tuesday. Let me know. Let all of us know. What do you think about this trade that the Hawks have pulled off with the New York Knicks? Does it help the Hawks? Does it help the Knicks? Or does it hurt both? Because right now, I know Cam is happy. He's with the Knicks. He reunited with his boy, Barrett, who's been playing great ball for the last couple of games. And we'll see where they go. Zion, you're the only one left, bro. Until next time, we out.